guys. Long time no here. Because I haven't been here. I just have to be honest with you guys. I let TikTok get the best of me. I just started uploading on there a lot. And I thought about coming back to the podcast and really trying to do everything TikTok, Instagram, podcast. But I just felt like, how am I going to come back, you know? Well, you guys, the best thing to do is just come back. So here I am. I hope you are here still, too. I thank you guys for hanging in there. I would love to know what has happened since I've been away. Please go to my Instagram, Ketta's Bedhead, and leave a comment. Letting me know what your life has been like, if you want to. You don't have to. But my life has been full of school. I'm in my last semester. It only took me 11 years to get here. Also, while I was away, I had a heart surgery. So I was recovering from that. I'm doing so much better. I'm just really progressing in life. And I said, you know what? If I never go back, I'll never know how it'll turn out. So here I am. I hope you guys miss me as much as I miss you all. And if we have any new listeners, because I will be sharing this to my TikTok, thank you so much for hopping over here to hear me. Hopefully you like it and you stay. Y'all, yesterday I tried to go to a book signing. I was so overzealous. I tried to drive in D.C., and D.C. is not for me. I was so frustrated. Things occurred that I won't mention. I don't understand how to drive in the city. I don't understand the rules and non-rules, and people are rude, and people are walking across the street. I don't have to deal with that where I'm from. Everything goes the way it should go. Everything is orderly. And driving in there was chaos. I wanted to go to a book signing, a book discussion, and I drove around for an hour to the point where I missed the discussion and left D.C. with nothing. Nothing. And I will not be going back there anytime soon. I don't care. I have to do what's best for my anxiety, what's best for me. And if people were to get mad about that, oh, well. They didn't have to go through what I went through last night and yesterday. And I definitely just said forget about it because I was going to get home before I saw a rat run across the street. I said, well, heck, I can't even get into the thing. I can't even find parking to get into it. I'm driving around and around, and I'm not going to keep doing that. Just to keep driving around to find a rat. Bye. I'm out of here. I'm going home. Never again. A couple of weeks ago, I drove to Maryland. I had no problems. But driving in D.C. is such a whirlwind. Such a merry-go-round. And I hate the new lights they have in the city, the new street lights, because they're black instead of yellow like everywhere freaking else. So you can barely see that. People just jaywalk, buses everywhere. I can't do it. And I should have known when I saw the bad omen of somebody getting an accident right before me. When I was traveling there, that should have been the bad omen for me to say, let me get home. But I was optimistic, and it wasn't worth it. Not in this case. Otherwise, I had a very lovely day yesterday. I was actually able to get the Starbucks happy hour, which really made me happy. I ordered me a brown sugar oat milk latte with Splenda in it. It was so good. And I really should have got two of those. But then, you know, I probably would have been, like, extremely caffeinated. But it was so delicious. I really enjoyed getting that yesterday. And I'm looking forward to more happy hours. Now that I know where there's a Starbucks near my job, I can actually get happy hours. And I'm just very grateful that I made it out of there without getting pulled over by the cops. Very grateful that I didn't get in any accidents. That was like my biggest anxiety, because I saw an accident right in front of me and people drive so crazy. I don't recommend it. If you're a new driver, excuse me, I just don't recommend you driving in large cities yet. I'm not even a new driver, but I've been having a lot of driver anxiety lately, and I'm not doing that to myself. I'm just gonna have to be one of those girls that if my man can't drive me, I can't go. And I'm just gonna have to miss out on some things, because unfortunately, DC is always the place to go. And if you don't live in D.C. and you live in neighboring towns of D.C., you've got to go to D.C. if you want to see celebrities, if you want to see artists, if you want to go to concerts. It's truly unfair that if they think of Virginia, the closest thing they think about in Virginia when they're making these bookings is Richmond, which is 3 hours away from me, and they don't think of anywhere else to go that is in Virginia. It's always, oh, I'm going to be in Virginia, it's going to be Richmond, or it's going to be Norfolk. Okay, it's never the area that I live in. Very rarely. At least when it comes to the African-American artist. Now, the country artist and the rock and roll artist, they do come to my local area where I go as well. There's another concert venue. They do go there, but the African-American artists, they always going to D.C., and no, they barely going anywhere else other than going to Richmond, and that's really annoying, and I just won't be driving to D.C. I'm sorry, not sorry, I'm not doing it. That's my little, I'm done with D.C. as far as driving rant. During the recording of this episode, Beyonce dropped a masterpiece. Beyonce dropped Cowboy Carter, and that has uprooted this whole episode, because all my brain could think of, other than how can I be tired of my career and I haven't even gotten into it and I'm ready to be over it already. If you caught those words, good for you. Other than that, all my brain can think of is the beautiful symmetry, the beautiful melodic, beautiful marriage of Beyonce and Miley Cyrus's vocals on Most Wanted. And that's all I could think of, so this episode will be uprooted until I can get my brain cells to fire to each other again after that magical experience of Cowboy Carter. Toodles! Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Ketta's Bedhead. I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you did, I got great news for you. I created a new IG account at Ketta's Bedhead Pod. That's QUETTASBEDHEADPOD. I know that's a mouthful. Anyway, head over there so you can leave your comments, ideas, opinions on what I said. And if you want to get real personal, DM me and I will reply. Also, if you're looking for a platform to advertise, I'm your girl. Head over there and check out my prices, and then we can talk and create, and you can get new ways of exposure. Because, you know, help you, help me, help a friend. All right. Thank you so much.